Akashvani presents Morning News. Good morning, I'm Anuja Kumar. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to visit Sikkim, West Bengal and Bihar today to launch multiple development projects. Centre hikes minimum support price for 14 Kharif crops, also extends interest subvention scheme for Kisan credit card loans till current financial year. President Draupadi Murmu to inaugurate literary conference at Rashtrapati Bhavan Cultural Centre today. IMD forecasts heavy rain in northeast Karnataka, Kerala and Tamil Nadu today. Hamas's Gaza chief Mohammed Sinwar killed in Israeli airstrike in Khan Yunis. And in IPL cricket, Punjab Kings to take on Royal Challengers Bengaluru in first qualifier in Mullapur this evening. And now the news in detail. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will visit Sikkim, West Bengal and Bihar today to launch multiple development projects. In Sikkim, Prime Minister will participate in the Sikkim at 50, where progress meets purpose and nature nurtures growth event in Gangtok this morning. Mr. Modi will also lay the foundation stone and inaugurate multiple development projects for the people of Sikkim and address the gathering on this occasion. Political Secretary to the Sikkim Chief Minister, Bikash Basnet, said that people are eagerly waiting to welcome and also listen to the Prime Minister.
Prime Minister will come to the Palace Stadium, then after he'll have some inauguration that is related to new district hospital at Namsi, also Gausala at Wamling. His main attraction will be to address the people of Sikkim.
We have more from our Gangtok correspondent.
All the routes of Gangtok are leading to the iconic Paljar Stadium today, where Prime Minister Narendra Modi will participate in Sikkim's 50 years of statehood celebration. The Prime Minister, in presence of Governor and Chief Minister of Sikkim, will lay the foundation stone and inaugurate various development projects, including a 750 crore rupees, 500-bedded district hospital at Namsi. Other projects include a passenger ropeway at popular tourist spot Peling in Gazing district and a statue of Bharat Ratna Atal Bihari Vajpayee at Gangtok district. The Sikkim government will organize a beautiful drone show in the evening to make the Prime Minister visit more memorable. Manas Patim Sharma, Akashvani News, Gangtok.
Later, the Prime Minister will visit West Bengal, where he will lay the foundation stone of city gas distribution project in Alipurduar and Kuch Bihar districts in Alipurduar at around 2:15 p.m. The project, worth over 1,010 crore rupees, aims to provide piped natural gas (PNG) to more than 2.5 lakh households, over 100 commercial establishments and industries, besides providing compressed natural gas (CNG) to vehicular traffic by establishing around 19 CNG stations. In Bihar, Mr. Modi will inaugurate the newly constructed passenger terminal of Patna Airport this evening. Our Patna correspondent has filed this report.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi will arrive this evening and inaugurate the newly constructed terminal building of Jayaprakash Narayan Airport at Patna. The expansion of the terminal building, covering an area of 65,000 square meters, will significantly benefit passengers with several modern facilities. Prime Minister Modi will also initiate the construction work of the civil enclave of Bihita Airport, the second major airport being built in Patna district. This new airport is being developed with much higher capacity than the existing Patna airport. After the inauguration ceremony, the Prime Minister will hold a grand roadshow in Patna. The roadshow will commence from Patna Airport and conclude at the BJP headquarters at Birchand Patel Mark. During the 6-kilometer route, the Prime Minister will be welcomed at 32 locations. Extensive security arrangements have been made in view of Prime Minister's program and roadshow. With Dharmendra Kumar Rai from Patna, Vishnu PS, Akashwani News, Delhi.
The Cabinet Committee on Economic Affairs has approved the increase in the minimum support price MSP for 14 Kharif crops for marketing season 2025-26. Briefing media in New Delhi yesterday, Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw said the government has increased the MSP of Kharif crops to ensure remunerative prices to the growers for their produce.
सीएसईपी की रिपोर्ट पर 2025-26 के खरीफ मार्केटिंग सीजन के लिए कैबिनेट में एमएसपी अप्रूव हुआ है। टोटल अमाउंट इसका 2,07,000 करोड़ के आसपास का एस्टिमेट किया गया है और किसानों को उनकी कॉस्ट के ऊपर 50% मिनिमम मार्जिन मिले उसका ध्यान रखा गया है। हरेक क्रॉप के लिए कॉस्ट प्लस 50% इस चीज का ध्यान रखा गया है।
The Union Cabinet has also approved continuation of modified interest subvention scheme for financial year 2025-26 with existing 1.5% interest subvention. The Cabinet also gave a nod to two multi-tracking projects across Indian Railways in Maharashtra and Madhya Pradesh. President Draupadi Murmu will inaugurate the literary conference at Rashtrapati Bhavan Cultural Center today. The two-day conference will showcase various sessions including Poets Meet, Feminist Literature of India, Change in Literature versus Literature of Change, and New Directions of Indian Literature in Global Perspective. The conference will conclude with the saga of Devi Ahilyabai Holkar. Rashtrapati Bhavan will host this two-day conference in association with Sahitya Akademi. Minister of Culture and Tourism, Gajendra Singh Shekhawat, and literary figures from across the country will also be present at the inaugural ceremony. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsoneair.gov.in and download the News on AIR app. Congress MP Shashi Tharoor, who is leading an all-party delegation in Panama today, reaffirmed India's firm stance against terrorism and underlined that the country will not turn the other cheek and will respond to any further attack. Speaking at an event organized by the Indian Embassy in Panama, Mr. Tharoor said the ghastly terror attack in Pahalgam was in pursuance of a cynical set of objectives that the Pakistani military want to pursue to undermine the Kashmiri economy, which was booming with tourism and also India.
This terrorist action was in pursuance of a cynical set of objectives that sadly only the Pakistani military seems to want to pursue. To undermine our country, to undermine the Kashmiri economy, which was booming with tourism. There were 100% growth in tourism in Kashmir between the first 4 months of last year and the first 4 months of this year. And by a terrorist attack, they knew they could stop tourists coming. And indeed, there has been a dramatic collapse in tourism in the weeks afterwards, which we hope can be reversed. But that too is an objective only of our nation's enemies.
Another delegation led by BJP MP Bejayant Panda interacted with Saudi Arabia's Minister of State for Foreign Affairs, Adel bin Ahmed Al Jubeir, at Riyadh in Saudi Arabia. Talking to media, Mr. Panda said, India is on the same page as Saudi Arabia, and the closeness is a good sign in the fight against cross-border terrorism sponsored by Pakistan.
Clearly, as a country which has itself faced terrorism and takes a zero tolerance policy against terrorism, we are on the same page as Saudi Arabia. And therefore, this closeness that has developed is only getting bigger and better and stronger and deeper. And that's a good sign in the fight against cross-border terrorism sponsored by Pakistan.
As we celebrate the success of Operation Sindoor, the nation salutes the valor of the Indian soldiers. As a tribute to the armed forces, Akashwani News is presenting a special series. Today we remember Paramveer Chakra awardee, Major Dhan Singh Thapa, who showed exemplary courage and bravery during the Sino-Indian War in 1962.
Born in 1928 in Himachal Pradesh, Major Dhan Singh Thapa was commissioned into the 8th Gorkha Rifles in August 1949. During the 1962 Indochina War, he commanded a platoon of C Company at the strategically vital Sirijab 1 post near Pangong Lake in Ladakh, tasked with defending the Chushul airfield. On October 21st, the Chinese launched a heavy artillery and mortar assault on the post, damaging some wireless sets and setting the area ablaze. Despite being outnumbered, Major Thapa and his men repelled two successive enemy attacks, inflicting significant casualties on the enemy. Undeterred by mounting losses, they stood firm. A third and more intense assault followed, supported by tanks. With dwindling ammunition and reduced manpower, the platoon continued to resist. When the post was finally overrun, Major Thapa emerged from his trench, engaging in fierce hand-to-hand combat before being captured. captured. For his extraordinary courage, leadership and bravery, Major Dhan Singh Thapa was awarded the Paramveer Chakra. Saqlain Akhtar, Kashmani News, Delhi.
The India Meteorological Department, or IMD, has forecast heavy rainfall in northeastern region, coastal and south interior Karnataka, Kerala, Tamil Nadu and Puducherry today. Met Department has also predicted heavy rain in Odisha, Telangana and West Bengal today. Similar conditions are expected in Uttarakhand, Bihar, Chhattisgarh, coastal Andhra Pradesh, Jharkhand, Konkan, Goa, Madhya Maharashtra, Vidarbha and West Madhya Pradesh. In northeast India, light to moderate rainfall accompanied with thunderstorm and light is expected over the next 7 days. The IMD predicted heat wave and dust storm conditions over West Rajasthan tomorrow. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has confirmed that Mohammed Sinwar, the Hamas leader in Gaza and the brother of late Hamas leader Yahya Sinwar, was killed in an Israeli airstrike earlier this month. Speaking in Parliament, Mr. Netanyahu said Israel was at a dramatic turning point in its war against Hamas and that the military had eliminated Mohammed Sinwar. It marked the first official acknowledgement of his killing following a joint Israeli military and Shin Bet strike on 13th of May that targeted a bunker beneath the Gaza European Hospital in Khan Yunis. Moving on to the world of sports, in IPL cricket, the playoffs will begin today. Table-topper Punjab Kings will take on second-placed Royal Challengers Bengaluru in the first qualifier in Mullapur this evening. The match will begin at 7:30 p.m. We have a report from our sports desk.
Both the teams are chasing their maiden IPL title. For Punjab Kings, this marks their first playoff appearance since 2014. RCB, on the other hand, haven't finished in the top two since 2016. After the first qualifier, all eyes will be on the eliminator, where fourth-placed Mumbai Indians will face third-placed Gujarat Titans tomorrow. The winning team of the eliminator will face the losing team of the first qualifier and the second qualifier on June 1. The winner of the second qualifier will meet the winning team of the first qualifier in the final on June 3rd in Ahmedabad. Moving on to tennis, where India's Yuki Bhambre and his American partner Robert Galloway secured a hard-fought victory in the French Open men's doubles opening round in Paris. Rohan Bopanna and his Czech partner Adam Pavlasek also progressed to the second round of the tournament after beating American duo of Robert Cash and JJ Tracy 7-6, 5-7, 6-1. And finally in badminton, India's stars are back in action at the Singapore Open Super 750. Indian shuttler Pranoy HS will play against France's Christophe Popov in the round of 16 today, while two-time Olympic medalist PV Sindhu will face a stern test in the next round against Tokyo Olympic gold medalist and current world number 5 Chen Yufei of China this morning. With Neelam Kaushik, this is Ashish Abraham, Akashwani News, Delhi.
In some more news, U.S. President Donald Trump's administration said that it will aggressively revoke the visas of Chinese students studying in the United States. Secretary of State Marco Rubio said the move would include those with connections to the Chinese Communist Party or studying in critical fields. And now for a look at today's newspapers, it's over to Sarabjit Kaur.
Thank you, Anuja. A top front page headline in Hindustan Times reads, "New rules to fast-track joint services commands to boost command efficiency and operational synergy in armed forces to fight future wars." An Asian Age headline says, "Social media checks U.S. visas to take longer now." The Statesman cites a report of Ernst & Young claiming India's growth more stable into financial years 2026 and 27 as China falters. Buoyed by government's incentives and strong investor sentiment, veterans from companies developing indigenous AI chips, the Economic Times headline says, former tech company executives carve their own semiconductor path. And finally, the Pioneer carries a grim projection, quoting a report by World Meteorological Organization. Get ready for several years of killer heat as Earth's average temperature over 5 years likely to exceed 1.5 degrees Celsius limit. And with that, it's back to you, Anuja.
Thank you, Sarabjit. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to visit Sikkim, West Bengal and Bihar today to launch multiple development projects. Centre hikes minimum support price for 14 Kharif crops, also extends interest subvention scheme for Kisan credit card loans till current financial year. President Draupadi Murmu to inaugurate literary conference at Rashtrapati Bhavan Cultural Centre today. IMD forecasts heavy rain in northeast Karnataka, Kerala and Tamil Nadu today. Hamas's Gaza chief Mohammed Sinwar killed in Israeli strike in Khan Yunis. And in IPL cricket, Punjab Kings to take on RCB in first qualifier in Mullapur this evening. And with that, we end the morning news. Have a nice day.